Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is indeed a real privilege for Anne and me to be here tonight and to share something with you. I'll just make one personal comment. Dear sister, Dorry Gunning is sitting in the front, and she spoke, was one of the speakers of the night that God spoke to. Lord bless you richly, sister. Life is changing fast in this world. Prices are going up every day, and they're not going down, they're just changing, they're all going up. The world of missions is changing. It's different tonight than when the Lord called me in 1965. When God called me, it was a life commitment. That just seemed to be the thing in those days. That's what God called you to do. And yet today, a commitment seems to be maybe a couple of years or a couple of months, and that's fine. It's just all changed. It's completely different. ECJB is changing fast. We had one site in Ecuador for about 77 years. Now with 5 regions around the world, with about 300 different partners and working in different communities. We heard about the harvest fields this morning when our brother Pastor T was speaking for the Bible reading. Now let me share just a little bit of how the harvest field is changing and being affected by our partners around the world. Seasons of radio planting, the revolution in technology today. We read in Matthew 4:23, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Jesus used his voice to give hope to the hopeless, and his hands to heal the hurting. For 55 years, we have had a very good, I was going to say a healthy, healthcare ministry in Ecuador, and now we have that developed into the 5 regions around the world. You don't usually think of ECJB as healthcare, but that is one of our, just the same priority as media, and the Lord has indeed blessed that in a tremendous way. So today, ECJB touches lives around the world through the 2 core ministries, which we summarize as being the hands and the voice of Jesus. Now, I want to try something together. We're going to show you a technology. And I've had a partner for almost 40 years. So we talk about our partners around the world. I'm going to bring my closest partner, and we're going to try and show something. And I know the technical guys will help us, and we'll make this work. So let's try something. Many times people will ask us, what does ECJB mean? What are the call signs of ECJB, Voice of the Andes? Those of you that speak Spanish, it's Hoy Cristo Jesús Bendice. And one of our founding verses in Zechariah 4:6 has been a key verse through the whole work of our ministry. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We'd now like to share some of this presentation showing how technology has been used by ECJB over the years. And as I say, I've asked my boss here to help read this script. Our commitment is to teach and to reach the world for Jesus Christ, knowing that he is the only hope. It's one world, one hope, one Lord. Our mission is empowering dynamic media and healthcare ministries that declare and demonstrate Jesus Christ. As a mission, ECJB has always seen the importance of using technology to reach the lost for Jesus. We have continually strived to keep on the cutting edge of new ideas, using new tools, whatever means we have, that we can reach out to the lost. But always the message is the same. It hasn't changed a bit in the midst of this fast-changing world. Jesus is the only hope for that world.
On the medical front, we strive to treat patients holistically by addressing physical, psychological, and spiritual needs, and providing basic health education that will help people live healthy and productive lives. Today, we're also involved in sending emergency medical response teams around the world. And here we see a team of all females, medical staff from Quito, Ecuador, from our hospital, who were asked to go and help out at a camp for women in Lebanon. And that was just a couple of years ago. We also are involved in partnering with different organizations through, such as MAF and Samaritan's Purse, medical response teams around the world. I love Paul's passion and commitment to reach the lost. He would do whatever it took to tell people the gospel message and to show people Jesus' love and their need of him. And this is what he said in 1 Corinthians 9. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some.
Together with our partners, radio stations have been established in more than 350 communities in some 100 countries and broadcasting in approximately 120 languages. That changes depending on political scenes. Today, we are encouraging our national partners to train their people in order to help them reach out to their own lands and people. Our fellow just in Russia just had a two-week seminar where he trained nationals in that country. Fantastic. Although shortwave transmitting is decreasing, I believe that as we see Russia and all our things closing in today's political world, that we may have to revive our whole strategy and what we're doing with shortwave. Many years ago, we designed and built antennas and transmitters. And I worked on all these things. A number of years ago, one of our newest antennas was called a high-gain steerable antenna, which enabled us to give a more powerful signal into the audience. It was 500 kilowatts. To accomplish our strategic plan in 1974, we began designing and building a 500 kilowatt transmitter. And then later in 1985, we started a work up in Elkhart to design and build 100 kilowatt transmitters. And we've produced about six of those. Just this past month, we had the privilege of shipping one of these transmitters to our partner in Transworld Radio in Swaziland. These are fairly old transmitters now, and they're quite big. They take up a fair bit of space. Believe it or not, today we can actually package a complete studio in one suitcase for a local FM station. In the past, listeners would huddle around one small radio to hear God's word. Today we use more up-to-date equipment. Listeners in the Antarctic and other places can hear the gospel, some even using solar-powered receivers. I wonder what sort of power Jonah had when he was talking to God from the belly of the fish in the Mediterranean somewhere. He had a special communication. That was technical revolution. We have moved from shortwave to FM to digital and now to satellite in order to reach a greater area with a much greater, clearer signal.
Today, using satellite technology, we can reach vast audiences with the gospel. Recent very reliable audience research showed that in our North Africa Middle East region, almost 700,000 households, and when I talk about a household, that might be as many as up to five people in each home, listen in weekly to the satellite programs. And approximately 400,000 households hear weekly through shortwave, which continues to show how important using this medium continues to be in that part of the world. Internet and mobile phone technology are rapidly growing tools. Gone are the days of searching through a huge encyclopedia for information. Now our greatest source of information is the internet. All around the world we see young people, and older too, with their mobile phones, listening to music and audio files, live streaming and podcasting. Many of our partner stations are presently offering this technology. One of our newest partner stations to get on the air, Life FM Cork, is now offering 24-hour live streaming, as well as another station in Uzbekistan. And I was very pleased to hear Eddie mention that we're going to be having podcasts available in a day or two from the conventions. That is very up-to-date technology. We're thrilled about that. Old mobile phones of yesterday are out. Believe it or not, these are the old ones now. It's just like mine. All it does is send text messages, and I can use it to make a phone call. But our young people today, well, they want the newest phone, the iPhone. Not only is the iPhone a regular phone, it's also a camera, a portable media player to which you can download all your songs and videos, pick up email and browse the web and more. We can make very cheap calls around the world using Skype via mobile phone and use the internet for all our social networking and communication. The younger generation spend hours each day socializing and seeking new friends over the internet. Statistics show this kind of networking is growing rapidly, month by month, with one network, Facebook, showing 8 million subscribers in the UK alone. I know this site has been in the news recently and has given some cause for concern, so we do need to urge caution. YouTube is now used by many organizations and individuals, including HCJB, to exchange or share information. YouTube is now number 2 in ranking and is growing even faster than Google. A more recent innovation is Second Life, a 3D virtual world created by its residents. Since opening to the public in 2003, it has grown explosively, and today is inhabited by millions of residents from around the globe. Last month, over 9 million people visited the site, with the major age bracket being between 25 and 34 years. So we can see where our young people are today, what they're involved in. Our young people are searching for something meaningful for their lives. They spend hours on the internet each day. How can we get them to link into Jesus? Can we use this new technology to lead them to the Lord? You know, I'm totally amazed by satellite technology. I don't understand it, but we're seeing it right now. Can't understand how a human mind could develop this kind of technical tool. We can zoom into almost anywhere around the world. We can look down from outer space and zoom right on into Bangor, right here to Hamilton Road Presbyterian Church. How much greater is the vision of Almighty God, creator and sustainer of the universe? God is all-seeing, he's all-knowing. He looks into and moves the hearts of men and women. We often say there are many restricted access countries, but to our great God, there is no closed country. No country and no people are beyond his power and reach. And the wonderful thing is, he chooses to use us and the talents and tools he has given us to reach those who've never heard the name of Jesus. Technology is just a tool to reach these people. Salvation is through Jesus Christ alone. Let our focus always be on the Lord and his word as we seek to reach those who need him, those who have never heard the name of Jesus, those who desperately need the Lord.